Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the fourth chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with the first verse. And Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and were ministering to him. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Our text for this morning could be properly entitled, "The Fall Revisited." For Jesus Christ is the second Adam, the promised seed of the woman who has entered into human history in order to undo all of the first Adam lost in the fall and bring new life to men. In point of fact, St. Paul declares, "For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." Thus, wherever Adam was tempted, Jesus resisted those very same temptations in order to offer up himself as the one all-atoning sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. Jesus is also here depicted as a new and greater Israel. Now, the first Israel had passed through the waters of the Red Sea. In addition, they had spent 40 years of wandering in the desert. And in the wilderness or in the desert, they succumbed to many temptations. In contrast, Jesus, the new and greater Israel, passed through the waters of holy baptism and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, resisting those very same temptations. Let us then today ponder, meditate, and consider this theme, the devil and his many and various temptations. First, I want to think about how he tempts us. When we turn to our text, we see that Satan uses some very diverse and interesting ways to tempt our Lord. These temptations are so effective and so clever that he is still using them today. For example, one of the primary temptations is to appeal to our appetites and desires. For Jesus had fasted for 40 days, 40 nights in the desert. He went there to commune with his heavenly Father. He went there to prepare for his work of redemption that lie ahead. Here Satan saw a tremendous opportunity. He would appeal to our Lord's own physical appetites. It worked so well for Adam and Eve in the garden and for Israel in the desert. Why not try it again? So he came to him and said, "If you really are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." Well, this should certainly be proof enough. The devil likes to recycle many of his same temptations. For he still loves to appeal to our own appetites and desires. For he knows that we each have a sinful desire for food and drink, for pleasure, for fame and power, for sex and other vices. So our Lord comes to us also and he says, don't deny yourself. God wants you to be happy. He wouldn't have given you those desires and appetites if he didn't want you to use them. And if that doesn't work, he'll come and make you question God's providence. He'll ask you, perhaps the reason that you are now in want is because the Lord has long abandoned you. When Satan did not succeed in appealing to our Lord's appetites, he decided to lead Jesus astray by leading him into a false man-made spirituality. He placed him into the holy city and placed him on the highest point of the temple. There he came and sought to have Jesus demand a sign from his Father by means of a misquotation of Scripture. For he says, if you are the Son of God, throw down yourself, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Sorry to say, the devil has become quite adept at peddling false spiritualities for today. For he comes to us and says, never mind that Bible. You know the truth. It's written in your heart. As long as you stay true to that, you will always be right. And when in doubt, ask God for a sign and know that he will give it to you. Know also that he will grant you some spiritual or miraculous gifts in order to discern its meaning. Failing to destroy our Lord's confidence in the sacred scriptures alone, he decided to unleash his most brazen temptation of all. This particular temptation was particularly difficult for our Lord, for Satan offered to let him forego his most sorrowful passion, if only he would bow down and worship him. Our text says, again, the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Satan does the very same thing to us today. He comes to us and says, Jesus asks too much of you. He wants your time. He wants your talents. He wants your money. He asks self-denial of you. He gives you a cross and tells you to follow him. Sad to say, we often find ourselves falling into this very temptation. So often, we throw off our cross and go our own way. For we are so willing to forfeit an eternity of bliss for nothing more than a few hours of a burdenless life. Now we will see how Satan attacks. We also want to focus on how we can resist the devil. The fact of the matter is that none of us can resist him on our own. Even we as believers fall again and again. In our hymn for today, Martin Luther says, with might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss affected. But for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, a Sabbath Lord. For there is no other God. He holds the fields forever. It is this Jesus Christ who is the one who fights for us. He is our champion. He is our victor. For in the mystery of the Holy Incarnation, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, took upon himself the sins of the entire world. He undid all the first Adam did in himself and provided a one all-availing sacrifice upon the holy cross for the sins of all mankind. Thus, where Adam failed to resist, he resisted. And he took the whole sin of the world and drowned it, blotting it out in his own blood, and cast them into the depths of the sea. Just as all fell in Adam, many, you and me, brothers and sisters, have risen to new life in Christ. For in baptism, we are united into Christ, and we are incorporated into his body, the church. Their faith was worked into our hearts, and we arose to new life, ready to fight the devil and all of his demonic hordes. Brothers, as blood-bought children of God, we too will desire to fight the devil and his hordes, at least to resist them. But how do we do this? The answer lies in the Word of God. Thus it must be our constant companion. We must daily meditate upon it. We must gather regularly here in chapel to hear it proclaimed and properly divided. And we must make use of it in all its various forms in the Lord's Day's divine service. For whenever we are tempted, the answer can never be, what do we feel about that or what do we think about that? But what stands written? For when we come armed with God's holy word, Jesus and his holy angels are present there on our behalf, ready to do battle for us against all that Satan could possibly muster. Then we too will have the angels come and minister to us. Amen.